In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名讲话。
I have been assigned to talk about Jeremiah chapter 26.
那我被安排来讲这个耶利米书第二十六章。
As we all know, Jeremiah was called into the ministry in a very difficult time.
那我们都知道耶利米被呼召的时候是在非常艰困的时期。
Because the nation, went against God.
因为那个国，他们的国呢，来得罪神了。
And the entire nation was in sin.
全国的人都犯了罪。
Now the task that God has given to Jeremiah is to root out and to pull down.
那神要耶利米做的呢，就是呢要来拔出。
第一章第十节。
要来拔出拆毁。
And to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant.
毁坏、倾覆，又要建立、栽植。
You find that this is a very difficult task.
这个是非常艰困的任务。
Because the entire nation had become corrupt.
因为全国已经来败坏了。
So the only way to root out is to proclaim the warning from the Lord.
能够完成的，就是要来宣扬神的话。
To warn them, so that the people might turn back to the Lord.
希望他们这些人呢能够来回转归向神。
Even before Jeremiah went out to do the work,
当在耶利米出去工作之前，
God had already told him how difficult the task would be.
神已经预先告诉他这个任务将会多么的困难。
But God, ensure him that he would be with him.
但是呢，神也确保呢，说他会与他同在。
I want you to read Jeremiah chapter 1.
我们来翻开耶利米书第一章。
We read verse 8, and then we read verse 19.
我们看八节、十九节。
Chapter 1, verse 8.
一章八节。
Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord.
你不要惧怕他们，因为我与你同在，要拯救你，这是神说的。
Now, from this statement itself, we know that Jeremiah would encounter, even danger.
那这里呢，我们可以甚至可以预想到呢，他耶利米甚至可能会遇到生命的危险。
He might be put into, life threatening situations.
那可能会遇到威胁生命的事情。
But here the Lord said to him that he would be with him and to deliver him.
但是神呢告诉他说，我会与你同在，而且要拯救你。
We read verse 19.
我们看十九节。
Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 19.
耶利米书一章十九节。
They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you, for I am with you, says the Lord, to deliver you.
他们要攻击你，却不能胜你，因为我与你同在，要拯救你，这是神说的。
Again, judging from this, announcement, if you like, from God, it's quite clear that, the target, the audience here, was not the people who are very simple-minded.
那这里神给他的一个保证呢，可以看出呢，他要面对的这些百姓并不是很简单的一群人。
They would fight against Jeremiah.
他们会来攻击耶利米。
But God ensured Jeremiah that they would not prevail against them.
那是神呢保证他说呢，这些人不能胜过你。
And God promised that he would deliver them.
那神呢应许说呢会来拯救他。
So for Jeremiah to undertake this task requires great faith in the Lord.
所以呢要耶利米先知来做这件事情是要很大的信心的。
Because when a person's life is in danger,
因为当一个人的生命来遭遇到这个危险
or is put on the line, you'll find that in most cases, people would withdraw themselves.
或是在你的生命放在前面的时候，你就发现你有些人就会退缩了。
Because they may not have this faith to trust in God.
因为他们可能没有这样足够的信仰来信靠神。
So when you read chapter 26,
所以当我们看到二十六章的时候，
this is one example that talks about how the Jeremiah lives was in danger.
那这里就看到一个其中一个例子，耶利米的这个生命受到威胁。
Because here again, he proclaimed a warning against Jehoiakim.
那这里呢，他来向约雅敬来宣告这个警告。
We can see this in verse 1.
我们看第一节。
We read verse 1.
我们看第一节。
In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, this word came from the Lord, saying, Thus says the Lord, stand in the court of the Lord's house, and speak to all the cities of Judah, which come to worship in the Lord's house, All the words that I command you to speak to them, do not diminish a word.
一节，犹大王约西亚的儿子约雅敬登基的时候，有这话从神临到耶利米说：神如此说，你站在神殿的院内，对犹大众诚意的人，就是到神殿来敬拜的，说我所吩咐你的一切话，一字不可删减。
So when Jehoiakim became the king.
当这个约雅敬登基
The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah asking him to speak to the nation.
那神的话就临到耶利米呢，要他来向这些百姓来说
To speak to all the cities of Judah.
那对犹大城邑的所有人来宣告
In particular, those who came to worship in the Lord's house.
那这里直到特别是那些到神殿来礼拜的人。
Now I want you to look at Second Chronicles to understand a bit more about this king.
那我们可以看到历代志下来更了解这个王。
And see what kind of king he was.
那可以看到他是怎么样的一个王。
We turn to chapter 36.
我们看36节。36章
Second Chronicles chapter 36
历代志下36章
We can read from verse 5、yeah?
我们可以从第五节开始看
Verse 5
五节
Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he became king and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem and he did evil in the sight of the Lord his God
约雅敬登基的时候年25岁在耶路撒冷作王11年行神他神眼中看为恶的事。
So here we are told that he was not a good king.
这里可以看到他不是一个好的王。
He did evil in the sight of the Lord.
他做神
his God,、yeah?
他做神眼中看为恶的事。
But he has been reigning for 11 years in Jerusalem.
但是他在耶路撒冷作王11年。
So during this period of time,、yeah,Jeremiah came to pronounce judgment against the nation.
就是在这作王的十一年呢，耶利米到他这边来宣告神的警告。
Now if you look at verse 6, 36 verse 6.
36章看第六节。
Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up against him and bound him in bronze fetters to carry him off to Babylon.
巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒上来攻击他，用铜链锁着他，要将他带到巴比伦去。
Nebuchadnezzar also carried off some of the articles from the house of the Lord to Babylon and put them in his temple at Babylon.
尼布甲尼撒又将神殿里的器皿带到巴比伦，放在他神的殿里。
So here you find that in Second Chronicle, it only records about Jehoiakim being evil in the sight of God.
所以看到这历代志下只有记载约雅敬做神眼中看为恶的事。
And then he was captured by Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon.
然后呢，他就被尼布甲尼撒王掳到巴比伦去。
I think last week I would assume that you have studied chapter 25 of Jeremiah. Last week. The week before, yeah.
所以两个礼拜之前我们读了25章嘛。
Now because in chapter 25, it also talks about King Nebuchadnezzar.
因为25章也提到尼布甲尼撒王。
And according to Jeremiah.
那根据耶利米书。
We can turn to Jeremiah chapter 25.
我们看回来耶利米书25章。
We read verse 9.
看第九节的。
Chapter 25, verse 9.
25章第九节。
Behold, I will send and take all the family of the north, says the Lord, and Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will bring them against this land, against its inhabitants, and against these nations all around, and will utterly destroy them and make them an astonishment, a hissing, and perpetual desolations.
我必召北方的众族和我仆人尼巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒来攻击这地和这地的居民并视为一切的国民 我要将他们进行灭绝，以致他们令人惊骇、嗤笑，并且永久荒凉。这是神说的。
It's true that you know Nebuchadnezzar was a foreign king.
那当然，我们知道这尼布甲尼撒是这个外邦的王。
But according to Jeremiah, he was a God's servant.
那但是根据耶利米呢，这他是神的仆人。
He was like an instrument made use of by God, yeah, to punish his own chosen nation.
那就像神呢，用他当做他的器皿，然后来惩罚他的百姓。
In fact, this idea is mentioned twice in Jeremiah.
那是这样子的，这样的事情呢，讲在耶利米书提到两次。
We can look at chapter 27.
我们可以看27章。
Jeremiah chapter 27.
耶利米书27章。
We read verse 6.
我们看第六节。
Jeremiah chapter 27 verse 6.
27章六节。
And now I have given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar.Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and the beasts of the field I have also given him to serve.
六节，现在我将这些地都交给我仆人巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒手，我也将田野的走兽给他使用。
So here once again, we are told that this king of Babylon was a servant of God.
那这里再一次又提到说，这个尼布甲尼撒王是神的仆人。
That's why when we read the Second Chronicle or Second Kings.
所以当我们读历代志下或者是列王记下的时候
That's why God allowed Babylon to destroy Jerusalem, Judah and Jerusalem.
那神呢允许巴比伦王呢来摧毁耶路撒冷这个犹大。
We know that Jerusalem and Judah, like, you know, an area protected by God.
那我们知道这个犹大这个耶路撒冷是神所保护的一个区域。
Without God's permission, no one could destroy the city.
没有神的允许，没有人可以来攻击来摧毁这个地方。
So it was at the permission of God that Nebuchadnezzar went to destroy Jerusalem.
所以是在神允许之下呢，尼布甲尼撒王来掳掠了这个城。
We know that God is a merciful God.
我们知道神是慈爱的神。
Time and again, he allowed his prophet to go to warn his chosen people.
那神一再的用他的先知呢来警告他的选民。
Hoping that they would come back to their senses and turn back from their evil ways.
那希望他们呢能够回到他们自觉，然后呢回转。离弃他们的恶行。
Now we turn back to chapter 26.
那我们看回来26章。
Jeremiah chapter 26.
耶利米书26章。
This is an instruction given by the Lord to Jeremiah.
那这是神所指示耶利米的。
God even specified where he should preach the warning.
他还特别指出说他要在哪个地方来传讲这个警告。
Stand in the court of the Lord's house.
站在神殿当中。
Speak to all the city of Judah, especially those who came to worship God in the Lord's house.
对象是犹大众诚意的人，然后是来神殿礼拜的人。
And here the Lord said that, you know, he commanded Jeremiah to speak to them.
他呢吩咐呢耶利米来向他们说。
Look at the last part of verse 2.
可以看第二节的后半段。
Chapter 26, verse 2.
26章第二节。
Do not diminish a word.
一字不可删减。
What does it mean?
什么意思?
It means that, you know, the command of the Lord must be proclaimed completely.
就是呢，神的吩咐要完完整整的来宣告。
Meaning there must be no subtraction or no addition.
就是呢，不可以减少，也不可以加添。
So what Jeremiah was required to do is to proclaim exactly what God wanted him to tell the people.
那就是要来精确的来传达神要耶利米所传达的事情。
This requires a lot of faithfulness on the part of Jeremiah.
那这个对耶利米来说是要非常大的这个信心跟忠心。
Now put ourselves in the shoes of Jeremiah.
如果把我们想象那个在耶利米的这个情况。
You see that, you know, there were so many people, you know, present to listen to him.
那可以看，想象了，当时有很多人站在他的面前要听他说话。
And majority of those who were in attendance were against the message of Jeremiah.
那大部分的人呢，他的想法是跟耶利米要传达的讯息是相反的。
If we were Jeremiah,
那如果我们是耶利米，
what would we do?
那我们会怎么做？
We'll try to adjust our message, you know.
那我们可能会弯曲一下我们的讯息。
But to make it more appealing to the listeners.
然后让这些听众呢听得比较喜悦。
But the Lord said to Jeremiah.
但是神对他说。
Do not diminish the word.
一个字都不可以删减。
meaning the exact message must be preached.
就是呢，你这完整的讯息要完完整整的传达给他们。
Now, it's like saying that, you know, Jeremiah, you need to, yeah, put your head on the line.
就是呢，你要耶利米亚，你要把你的头放在这个线上。
你要呢？
紧放在。
Put yourself in danger.
就是把你的生命，就是都放在这个危险当中。
You know, preach the message.
你就是要传这个讯息。
Even if you were attacked.
啊，即使呢你被攻击了。
You still have to preach.
你还是要传。
Now we read verse 3.
我们看第三节。
Chapter 26, verse 3.
26章三节。
Perhaps everyone will listen and turn from his evil way, that I may relent according.Concerning the calamity which I propose to bring on them because of the evil of their doings.
三节，或者他们肯听从，个人回头离开恶道，使我后悔，不将我因他们所行的恶，想要施行的灾祸降于他们。
Verse 4.
四节。
And you shall say to them, Thus says the Lord, If you will not listen to me to walk in my law which I have set before you.
你要对他们说，神如此说：你们若不听从我，不遵行我设立在你们面前的律法。
Verse 5.
五节。
To heed the words of my servants, the prophets, whom I sent to you, both rising up early and sending them, but you have not heeded.
不听我从早起来差遣到你们那里去，我仆人众先知的话，你们还是没有听从。
Verse 6.
六节。
Then I will make this house like Shiloh, and will make.This city a curse to all the nations of the earth.
我就必使这殿如示罗，使这城为地上万国所咒诅的。
This is the content of the message that God wanted Jeremiah to proclaim.
那这个就是呢，神要耶利米所宣告的内容。
You know, Jeremiah did not keep anything, hold anything back.
他没有把什么东西藏起来。
So he proclaimed the full counsel of the Lord.
他就把完整的内容告诉他们。
So obviously the reactions was not very good.
那大家可以看到这个反应并不是很好。
Now I want to read verse 7.
我可以看第七节。
So the priest and the prophet and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of the Lord.
七节，耶利米在神殿中说的这些话，祭司、先知与众民都听见了。
So he followed exactly, you know, what the Lord said.
所以他遵循了神要他做的事。
Because the Lord said he must proclaim this in the court, in the court of the Lord's house.
因为神叫他要在这个神的殿中说这些话。
To all the cities of Judah.
那告诉这些众诚意的人。
So when all the people came,
所以大家来了之后。
So Jeremiah did not reserve anything, and he proclaimed, you know, the full message of God.
那他没有把一些讯息藏起来，他全部完整的说出来。
If you look at the reactions from the people,
那你可以看这些百姓、这些众民的反应。
Verse 8 says, you know, this person will surely die.
那八节说，他们说你必要死。
Verse 8.
八节。
The last part, he said, you will surely die.
他们跟他说你必要死。
First, they seized Jeremiah.
他们来抓着他。
And then said, you will surely die.
他说你必要死。
Now, it's like, at this moment, Jeremiah's faith was put to the test.
那这里就可以看到耶利米受这个信心的这个试炼。
Now, you know, in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 8 and verse 19, as we have read,
那我们刚刚读的耶利米书一章八节九节。
God promised that he would save Jeremiah.
那神告诉他说呢，他会拯救他。
So here Jeremiah in chapter 26, he was seized.
那在二十六章呢，耶利米被抓住了。
Now is the testing moment for Jeremiah.
那这就是对耶利米的这个试炼。
So he must have faith in God and in the promise of the Lord.
他必须要对神的应许，然后对神要有信心。
Now what can we learn from here?
那我们这里可以学到什么呢？
You know, sometimes when we proclaim the message of God.
那有时候呢，当我们在宣讲神的讯息。
Or in the church when we say the right thing.
那当在我们在教会讲正确的事情。
Or when we try to correct.You know, one another with the love of God.
那或者想要用神的爱呢，来彼此来纠正的时候。
You find that the reaction that we get may not be very nice.
那我们可以发现呢，我们得到的反应并不是如我们预期的好。
At times it can be very hostile and it's full of enmity.
那可能会充满恶意，充满这个 对抗。
So what are we going to do?
那我们要怎么做呢？
We have to trust in the promise of the Lord.
那要来信靠神的应许。
Believing that God will open a way for us and for the church.
那相信呢，神会对他，对这个人，然后对教会呢，来开一条路。
Now, so in verse 9, they question this Jeremiah.
那九节呢，他们来询。责问
why have you prophesied in the name of the Lord?
你为什么托神的名来预言呢？
Saying that this house shall be like Shiloh.
说这个殿要来像示罗一样。
And saying that this city shall be desolate.
说这个城会变成荒场呢？
Without an inhabitant.
然后没有人居住呢？
Now when Jeremiah talked about Shiloh.
当耶利米提到示罗。
I think in chapter 7 it mentioned this.
我们可以看到七节，他提到这个。
Chapter seven.
第七章。
We read the chapter seven.
我们看第七章。
Verse 12, yeah.
十二节。
But go now to my place which was in Shiloh, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did to it because of the wickedness of my people Israel.
十二节，你们且往示罗去，就是我先前立为我名的居所，查看我因这百姓以色列的罪恶，向那地所行的如何。
Shiloh is where the house of the Lord was.
这个示罗是神之前的住所。
You know, This is a reference to 1 Samuel chapter 4.
这个也可以在那个撒母耳前书第四章看到。
Because God actually allowed the Philistine to defeat his own people and they took the Ark of Covenant away.
那这在那边呢，神允许非利士人来击败他的百姓，然后将这个约柜拿走。
If we have studied the book of 1 Samuel before.
那如果我们读过这个撒母耳前书。撒母耳记上。
You find that the people of God sin against God.
我们看到神的百姓犯罪得罪神。
But they always carry the ark of the covenant to go out to fight the Philistine.
那他们总是抬着这个约柜，然后对抗以非利士人。
Every time when they went out to fight.
每次他们出去的时候。
With the ark of the covenant.
然后就带着约柜。
It seems that they would be victorious.
他们就觉得带着约柜就会得胜。
But on that occasion in 1 Samuel chapter 4.
可是在撒母耳记上四章的地方
God actually allowed them to be defeated by the Philistines.
神允许他们呢，就是让这个非利士人击败他们。
Even to an extent that, you know, the Ark of the Covenant was captured.
甚至连这个约柜都被夺走了。
So in Jeremiah, God was like reminding them.
所以在耶利米书，神再一次提醒他们。
Look what I have done to Shiloh.
你看我对示罗所做的。
Because of the wickedness of the people.
就是因为那百姓的恶。
You find that God's presence was lifted away from them.
就看到神的同在呢，就离开他们了。
And so as a result, the nations was being oppressed by their enemies, the Philistines.
那结果呢，就是呢，百姓呢被这个非利士人击败。
So now we turn back to chapter 26.
然后看回来二十六章。
Jeremiah chapter 26.
耶利米书二十六章。
So obviously the people were very angry with the message of Jeremiah.
这些人呢听到这个耶利米的讯息呢就很生气。
Now I want you to read verse 10 and verse 11.
我们看十节十一节。
Verse 10 and verse 11.
十节十一节。
When the princes of Judah heard these things, they came up from the king's house to the house of the Lord and sat down in the entry of the new gates of the Lord's house.
十节，犹大的首领听见这事，就从王宫上到神的殿，坐在神殿的新门口。
Verse 11.
十一节。
And the priest and the prophet spoke to the princes, and all the people saying, This man deserved to die, for he has prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your ears.
十节，祭司先知对首领和众民说，这人是该死的。因为他说预言攻击这城，正如你们亲耳所听见的。
Now verse 12 says that you know all the people wanted this Jeremiah to die.
那看十二节说这些众民想要耶利米死。
From here we can see that you know those who are in position.
那些在位的人。
It's not easy for them to listen to the advice of others.
那他们要听别人的意见，这点很困难。
That's why when Jeremiah went out to preach to them,
所以当耶利米来向他们传讲，
they refused to listen.
他们不愿意听。
And not only that, they wanted to kill this Jeremiah.
那他们甚至想要杀耶利米。
You know, we question why is it that they reacted in this way?
那我们就想说，为什么他们会这样反应呢？
You know, I think the lesson is very clear.
那这个教训很清楚。
You know, the message of God is for us to learn.
那神的讯息是要让我们学习。
When a person accepts the message of God,
那当一个人接受神的讯息，
then surely the person will change for the better.
那这个人呢就会改变，变得更好。
So on the contrary,
那是相反的来说呢，
when the message of God is preached,
当神的讯息已经传给了，
when the listeners refuse to listen and accept,
那听的人呢不愿意接受，然后不愿听，
you find that it will generate a kind of hostile reactions against the speaker.
那就发现这个人就会产生一种对的这个传达的人一种恶意的感觉。
Even to, you know, to the extent of removing the person.
甚至想要将这个人除去。
This is exactly the reactions of the priests, the prophets, and the princes, and all the people.
这就是首领、这祭司、这些先知的反应。
And what was the response of Jeremiah?
那耶利米的反应是什么
呢？We read verse 12.
我们看十二节。
Verse 12 and verse 13.
十二十三节。
Then Jeremiah spoke to all the princes and all the people, saying, The Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and against this city with all the words that you have heard.
耶利米就对众首领和众民说，神差遣我，我预言攻击这城和这殿，说你们所听见的这一切话。
And again we said, when we were put in the shoes of Jeremiah,
一样刚再想一次，如果我们是耶利米的话，
Now everyone is against you,
所有的人都来反对你，
That threatens to kill you,
他们来威胁要杀害你，
What would your reaction be or your response be?
你会怎么反应呢？
Probably you will try to appease these people.
那你可能会想要来讨好这些人。
It's okay, I won't say it again.
好了好了，我不说了不说了。
I have mentioned already, next time I won't say it again.
我已经讲过，那下次我不会说了。
Probably you will back off.
那你可能就退缩。
But for Jeremiah, he is different.
那耶利米就不一样了。
So he said his message was from God.
他说我的预言是从神来的。
Now verse 13.
十三节。
Now therefore amend your ways and your doings and obey the voice of the Lord your God. Then the Lord will relent concerning the doom that he has pronounced against you.
他说现在要改正你们的行动作为，听从神你们主的话，他就必后悔，不将所说的灾祸降于你们。
So in the mind of Jeremiah,
所以在耶利米的心里，
he only wanted the people to amend their ways.
他只是想要这些百姓来改
正他们的行为。It's like this is the only thing that he thought about.
他心里想的就是有这件事情。
So he really desired that the people would change.
他真的很希望这些人可以改变。
Now verse 14.
14节。
As for me, here I am in your hand. Do with me as seems good and proper to you.
14节，至于我，我在你们手中，你们眼看何为善，何为正，就那样待我吧。
It's like saying to them that I'm not afraid.
意思就是说我不怕。
You can do what you want.
你要做什么你就做吧。
But bear this in mind, I have already proclaimed the message of God to you.
但是记着了，我已经将神的话传给你咯。
That's in verse 15 it says.
十五节这样说。
But know for certain that if you put me to death, you will surely bring innocent blood on yourself, on this city, and on its inhabitants, for truly the Lord has sent me to you to speak all these words in your hearing.
十五节，但你们要确实知道，若把我致死，就是无辜人的血归到你们和这城，并其中的居民了。因为神实在差遣我到你们这里来，将这一切话传于你们耳中。
Here we can see that, you know, he did not think too much about his own life.
他这里可以看到，他对他的生命没有看太重。
What he cared about is the people, hoping that they would change.
他只在乎这些人呢，要来改变。
Here we can see the faithfulness of Jeremiah.
可以看到这个耶利米的忠心。
So when we talk about serving God in faithfulness.
那可以，那当我们说到用忠心来侍奉神，
It means that we are able to put our, you know, our interest, our life aside.
那就是呢，把我们的艺术，把我们的生命放在一旁。
What we care about is the matters of God.
那我们只在乎就是神的事情。
We want the church to be good.
我们要教会更好。
We want the brothers and sisters to change their ways.
那我们要弟兄姐妹改变他们的行为。
So that the church will become more spiritual.
让这个教会变得更属灵。
And this is the you know, the work of a faithful servant of God.
那这个就是忠心神忠心的仆人的工作。
Now after he has said that,
啊，他这样说完之后，
you can see that God, you know, started working in a very mysterious fashion.
就可以看到神用很奇妙的方式来工作。
We can read verse 16.
看十六节。
So the princes and all the people said to the priest and the prophet, "This man does not deserve to die, for he has spoken to us in the name of the Lord our God."
首领和众民就对祭司先知说，这人是不该死的，因为他是奉主我们神的名向我们说话。
I want you to compare this with verse 11. Yeah?
我们这里这一节跟十一节来比较一下。
Verse 11 it says the priest and the prophet spoke to the prince and all the people.
十一节是祭司先知对首领和众民说。
Now, who started the idea of wanting to put Jeremiah to death?
那是谁把这个想法说那个耶利米应该该死这个想法提出来的呢？
The priest and the prophet.
就是祭司和先知。
Now when you look at verse 11, the priest and the prophet spoke to the princes and all the people.
啊，这也是祭司先知对首领和众民这样说。
Now after Jeremiah had defended himself.
那耶利米来防卫之后。
Verse 16, you can see that the princes and the people began to speak.
然后十六节，首领和众民就说话。
And they said to the priest and the prophet.
他们是对祭司先知说。
This man does not deserve to die.
他说这人不该死。
For he has spoken to us in the name of the Lord our God.
因为他是奉我们神的名说话的。
This is something very mysterious.
这是很奇妙的。
You know, it's like initially it was the priest and the prophet who were like the leaders, yeah, to lead the people to go against Jeremiah.
一开始很像就是祭司跟先知是这个领导，然后来带领这些百姓要来对抗耶利米。
Yeah, but here in verse 16,
可是在十六节，
God must have touched the hearts of the princes and the people.
那神一定来感动了首领和这些众民。
Like to prevent the priests and the prophets from harming Jeremiah.
那他们来阻止这个祭司先知来伤害耶利米。
Now after they have spoken these words to the priests and the prophets.
那这样子，他们对祭司先知说完之后。
Then if you look at verse 17.
那看到十七节。
Then certain of the elders of the land rose up and spoke.To all the assembly of the people saying,
国中的长老就有几个人起来对众聚会的众民说。
Verse 18 to verse 19
呢？十八十九节这里。
Talk about an incident that happened in the time of Micah the prophet.
那这里提到在弥迦先知的时候的事情。
Micah was moved by God.
弥迦先知被神来感动。
To warn the people.
来警告百姓。
At that time, you know, Hezekiah was the king.
当时是西西家做王。
Now I want you to read verse 19.
我们看十九节。
Verse 19.
十九。
Did Hezekiah, king of Judah and all Judah, ever put him to death? Did he not fear the Lord and seek the Lord's favor? And the Lord relented concerning the doom he had pronounced against them, but we are doing great evil against ourselves.
十九节，犹大王西西家和犹大众人岂是把他致死呢？西西家岂不是敬畏神，恳求他的恩吗？神就后悔，不把自己所说的灾祸降与他们。若致死这人，我们就做了大恶，自害己命。
You find that Micah was also raised up by God to pronounce judgment against his people.
那神也是来兴起弥迦呢，要来向百姓来说警告。
But Hezekiah did not put him to death.
但是西西家王没有要把他杀死。
Because Hezekiah was a good king.
因为西西家王是个好王。
So he actually helped the people to turn their ways from evil.
他们帮助他，甚至帮助的这些百姓呢，从恶转为正。
We turn to Second Chronicles.
我们看历代志下。
Second Chronicle, we read chapter 32.
我们看三十二章。
We read verse 26.
我们看二十六节。
Chapter 32, verse 26.
三十二章二十六节。
Then Hezekiah humbled himself for the pride of his heart, he and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the wrath of the Lord did not come upon them in the days of Hezekiah.
26, 当西西家和耶路撒冷的居民觉得心里骄傲，就一同自卑，以致神的愤怒在西西家的日子没有临到他们。
So when Hezekiah was still alive,
所以当西西家王在世的时候,
the wrath of the Lord did not come upon them.
那神的愤怒没有临到他们。
So in a way, it's like they were preserved yeah, by God. Yeah.
那某方面来说就是呢，神来保守他们。
They were averted from being punished by God.
那么就不会受到神的惩罚。
Now we turn back to Jeremiah chapter 26.
看回来耶利米书二十六章。
But here in verse 20, another person was mentioned.
那二十节又提到另外一个人。
This is the person is called Urijah.
那这是乌利亚。
Verse 20. He also proclaimed this message against the people.
那这个乌利亚呢也来说警告。
We find that it's according to all the words of Jeremiah.
那也是照耶利米一切的话说。
At that time, Joachim was the king.
当时的作王是约雅敬。
Now what he did was he tried to pursue this prophet.
那当时的这个王呢想要来追杀。
And this prophet, he was afraid.
那这个先知呢就很害怕。
So he went to Egypt, he fled to Egypt.
所以他就逃到埃及去。
Now verse 22.
22节。
So Joachim, the king, sent men to Egypt, Elnathan, the son of Akbor, and other men who went with him to Egypt.
约雅敬王便打发雅各坡的儿子以利拿丹带领几个人往埃及去。
So this prophet was captured.
所以这个先知就被抓住了。
And he was put to death and his body cast into the graves of the common people.
然后他就被杀，然后尸首抛在平民的坟地中。
You find that Micah was rescued.
我们可以看到这个弥迦得拯救。
Urijah was killed.
那乌利亚被杀了。
Why was he killed?
为什么他被杀？
Because he was afraid.
因为他怕。
He ran away.
他跑走了。
When you look at Jeremiah,
那我们看耶利米。
He was not afraid.
他不怕。
He did not run away.
他也没有逃走。
He proclaimed the message of God faithfully.
他忠心的来宣告神的话。
That's why he was saved.
所以呢，他能够得拯救。
Now if you turn to Jeremiah chapter 38.
如果看耶利米书三十八章。
Here it says that Jeremiah was at the point of death.
那这里是他又现在这个快死了。
快死了。Okay, now chapter 38, it talks about Jeremiah was put into the dungeon.
他被这个丢到这个牢狱里面。地牢。
第六节。第六。
牢狱。
牢狱。Okay. Now we read verse 6.
六节。
So they took Jeremiah and cast him into the dungeons of Malchiah.The king's son, which was in the court of the prison, and they let Jeremiah down with ropes. And in the dungeons, there was no water but myrrh, so Jeremiah sank in the myrrh.
六节，他们就拿出耶利米下在哈米勒的儿子马基亚的牢狱里，那牢狱在护卫兵的院中。他们用绳子将耶利米系下去，牢狱里没有水，只有淤泥，耶利米就陷在淤泥里面。
So no water and he was sinking.
那没有水，但是他陷在这个泥。
So quite clearly, he was about to die.
所以可以看到他就快死了。
But you know, again, God worked wonders.
那但是神显出神迹。
By sending an Ethiopian to save him, one of the eunuchs to save him.
那个差派一个太监古实人来救他。
You find that, yeah, and.This person actually took him out, yeah, from the dungeon.
然后他就把耶利米从里面拉出来。
Now we read verse 9.
我看九节。
My lord the king, these men have done evil in all that they have done to Jeremiah the prophet, whom they had cast into the dungeon, and he is likely to die from hunger in the place where he is, for there is no more bread in the city.
那主啊。主我的王啊，这些人向先知耶利米一味的行恶，将他下在牢狱中。他在那里必因饥饿而死，因为城中再没有粮食。
So this eunuch sent 30 men, 30 men to pull him out of the dungeon before he died.
在这个耶利米还没死之前，带了30个人从这个地牢里把他拉出来。
So this is a miracle.
这是神迹。
So God made use of an Ethiopian eunuch who served in the court to pull Jeremiah out from the dungeon.
那他那个神就差派在王宫里的太监呢，把耶利米救出来。
So he did not die.
所以他没有死。
So again, it tells us that the promise of God is true.
可以看到神的应许是真实的。
Now, but the question is, do we have this faith to trust in the promise of the Lord?
那问题是我们有没有对神这样子的信心能够相信呢？
We turn back to Jeremiah chapter 26.
我们看回来耶利米书26章。
We read verse 24.
我们看24节。
Chapter 26, verse 24.
26章24节。
Nevertheless, the hand of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan.Was with Jeremiah so that they should not give him into the hand of the people to put him to death.
四节，然而沙番的儿子亚西干保护耶利米，不交在百姓的手中致死他。
The protection again is very mysterious.
那又可以看到这个保护很奇妙的发生了。
Initially, you know, the entire city was against Jeremiah.
那本来全城的人都来反对耶利米。
But later on, God touched the hearts of the princes and the people.
但是呢，后来神的话来感动首领还众民。
To stop the priest and the prophet from putting Jeremiah to death.
然后要来阻止祭司跟先知将他帮他致死。
Then this is how Jeremiah was saved.
所以这就是耶利米怎么得拯救。
Again, you find that it's not easy, you know, to an easy task to do the work of God.
可以看到呢，真的要做神的这个任务很不是那么容易的。
It is even more difficult to be a faithful servant of the Lord.
那也不容易呢，要成为神忠心的仆人。
Because sometimes we have to risk ourselves, risk our life, our interest.
那有时候要甚至要牺牲我们的益处，牺牲我们的生命。
You know, in order to fulfill what the Lord has given to us.
那才能来。做到呢神要我们做的事情。
I think here there is an idea that maybe I want to explain a bit more. Yeah.
那这有一点我想要特别指出来。
If you read verse 3,
如果看到第三节。
And then if you read verse 13.
三节还有十三节。
Here it talks about God relented concerning the calamity which he proposed to bring on his people.
这里提到说呢，神可以能够后悔呢，不将他的灾祸降给他们。
So some people said.
那有人就说。
You know, God actually does not know about the future of the wicked.
他们说不，他说神呢不明白这个恶人的未来。
I want to turn to Genesis chapter 6.
那我们看创世纪第六章。
Genesis chapter 6.
创世纪第六章。
We read verse 6.
第六章第六节。
Genesis chapter 6 verse 6.
六章六节。
And the Lord was sorry that he had made a man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart.
神就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。
It's like God did not know that, you know, the man whom he created was sin.
那他好像看起来好像神不知道人会来犯罪。
That's why here it says the Lord was sorry.
那就看到说神就后悔。
It's like he regretted what he had done.
他觉得他后悔他所做的事情。
I want you to read the Psalms 106.
那我们看诗篇106节，106篇。
Turn to the book of Psalms 106.
诗篇106篇。
We read okay, verse 45.
45节。
We read verse 44 and then 45.
44, 45.
Nevertheless, he regarded their affliction when he heard their cry.
然而他听见他们哀告的时候，就眷顾他们的急难。
And for their sake, he remembered his covenant and relented according to the multitude of his mercy.
为他们纪念他的约，照他丰盛的慈爱，后悔。
Here it says he relented according to the multitude of his mercy.
他就说照他丰盛的慈爱后悔。
When God punishes people,
当神来惩罚他的百姓。
Here it says that you know they cried out to God.
那他们就向神来哀告。
Meaning that they You know, they repented of their wrong, they admitted their sin.
那就是他们承认自己的罪，然后悔改。
So God, you know, yeah, here wanted to shower His mercy upon them.
神就想要将他的慈爱来降给他们。
That's why here it says He relented according to the multitude of His mercy.
就是照他丰盛的慈爱来后悔的。
We know that God is unchanging.
我们知道神是不改变的。
You know, God is a God of principle.
那神是有原则的神。
We turn to 1 Samuel.
我们看撒母耳记上。
Turn to 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上。
We read chapter 15.
看十五章。
First Samuel chapter 15.
撒母记上十五章。
We read verse 29.
十五章二十九节。
And also the strength of Israel will not lie nor relent, for he is not a man that he should relent.
以色列的大能者必不至说谎，也不至后悔，因为他为非是人，绝不后悔。
God is not a man.
神不是人。
And therefore he does not relent.
所以他绝对不会后悔。
He is a God of principle.
他是有原则的神。
Okay, we also read Jeremiah.
那我们看耶利米书。
Chapter 4.
第四章。
We read verse 28.
我看二十八节。
Chapter 4, verse 28.
四章二十八节。
For this shall the earth mourn and the heaven above be black, because I have spoken, I have opposed, and will not relent, nor will I turn back from it.
因此地要悲哀，在上的天也必黑暗，因为我言已出，我意已定，绝必不后悔，也不转意不做。
So meaning that God would not change.
意思说神绝对不会改变。
Then how would we explain Genesis chapter 6 and Psalms 106?
那我们怎么来解释创世纪第六章还有诗篇一百零六篇呢？
Here we need to look at the nature of God.
我们要来看神的这个神性。
No, in the nature of God.
在神的神性里面。
You know, God always react or respond to human conditions.
他就是会用人的状况 来反应。
If a person is good,
如果一个人是善的，
then he will be good to the person.
他就会以善来待他。
Just like he said, if you are humble,
就是说就像他说，如果你是谦卑的。
Oh, if we are humble, then God shall be with us.
那我们谦卑呢，神就会与我们同在。
But if we become proud,
但是如果我们成为骄傲，
then he shall depart from us.
他就会离弃我们。
This is how he would respond to us.
就是神会对我们的反应。
It's not like saying that God, you know, does not know about the future of the wicked.
并不是说神不知道这恶者的未来。
Here it talks about a principle of God concerning how he would respondYou know, to human conditions.
他就是说神的原则呢，对于人的反应会怎么样来对待。
So if we are good, then God shall be good.
所以你如果做善呢，神以善待你。
So if we are evil, then he shall what? Punish us.
那你如果做恶呢，神就会惩罚。
That's why in Jeremiah chapter 26.
因此呢，在耶利米书二十六章。
God said to Jeremiah.
神对耶利米说。
That if these people were to turn back from their evil ways.
如果这些百姓呢，肯来回转他的恶行。
Then God would relent concerning the calamity which he has decided to bring on them.
那神就会后悔不将灾祸降给他们。
It's not like, you know, God did not know about what would happen to them.
那并不是说神不知道他们即将会发生什么。
So it talks about the response of God towards the people.
那是说神对人的这个反应。
If they change their way, then God shall stop, you know, sending a calamity upon them.
只要他们能够改变呢，神就不把灾祸降给他们。
But if they refuse to listen,
如果他们拒绝来听，
then surely the calamity will come upon them.
那当然，这灾祸必降给他们。
We thank God.
我们感谢神。
Let's kneel down to pray.
我们一起跪下来祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.